Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Yuasimbom. In our lone headline, Cameroon will not take part in the 2025 African Nations Championship to hold from the 1st to the 21st of February and co-hosted by Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda. The Intermediate Lions lost today in Bafoussam by 1-2, beaten by the Wild Beasts of the Central African Republic. The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo, has announced extended office hours to facilitate the collection of documents related to forest exploitation activities. In a statement released on Friday, December 27, 2024, the minister informed economic operators in the timber sector holding valid forest exploitation permits that technical services, including the Directorate of Forests and the Subdirectorate of Reception, mail and liaison will remain open this weekend. The offices will operate on Saturday, December 28, that is today, and tomorrow, Sunday, December 29, 2024, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. to ease the retrieval of documents during the transition period from 2024 to 2025. In other news, preparations have intensified across the country ahead of the celebration of the Feast of St. Sylvester come Tuesday. Special church services and masses will be organized throughout the national territory to mark the day. Staff man Gu Henry talked to some church officials and put together the following report.
St. Sylvester's Day, also known as Sylvester, or the Feast of St. Sylvester, is the day of the Feast of Pope Sylvester I, a saint who served as Pope from 314 to 335. The feast is held on the anniversary of St. Sylvester's death, 31st December, a date that since the adoption of the Gregorian calendar has coincided with New Year's Eve. Why many people in Cameroon are preparing for their New Year's Eve parties, some Roman Catholic Christians will also mark the feast day of St. Sylvester.
Reverend Father Alexis Abbe, a priest of the Archdiocese of Bamenda, is going to be spent as a moment of gratitude to God for the year which is just ending. In the evening of the day, we shall have the celebration of Holy Mass, which shall usher us and usher me into the new year 2025.
Protestant churches will also organize special services to mark the day.
The Reverend Divine Kumiyamba, I'm the parish pastor of Presbyterian Church Kumbambeng. The liturgy for this crossover service has a theme, 2025, my year of blessed assurance, drawn from Psalms 124. Shall be having mass re-admission, bringing back people to Christ and re-admitting them.
A crossover service to be officiated by Reverend Mundung Gilbert of the Presbyterian Church Bafanji will take place at the Ntuamofong Parish as from 8 p.m.
Gu Henry with that report. And with 2025 just by the corner, many inhabitants of Yaoundé revealed that drafting New Year resolutions remains a cherished tradition aimed at providing direction for the new year ahead. However, they admit that these resolutions often remain unfulfilled. Our reporter Joyce Cliff Tata engaged with the locals and gathered their thoughts on this practice. She compiled the following report.
New year, new resolutions, a popular phrase you will hear in just a few days. But what do Yaoundé inhabitants think about this tradition?
I believe if one lives his life without a goal or an objective or even a commitment, then he's aiming towards nothing. I have often set some new year resolutions for myself, though in one way or the other I've been able to attain to some and fail in some.
One or two times or three times I've struggled to have New Year resolutions. At the start, they were really difficult for me to be able to keep them. But I think I succeeded with the very last one when I said I want to know my priorities in life. Succeeding with that, it gave me a lot of joy.
For some, having New Year resolutions holds little significance, especially when some values are not put in place.
It's also important to be able to identify what you're going to do differently that year. What didn't work last year? What did you achieve? What didn't you achieve? And don't put yourself under pressure. Don't try to compare with others. The most important thing is, are you moving ahead?
As the year comes to an end, many argue that what truly matters is being intentional about the year ahead, correcting past mistakes, tackling unfinished projects, and striving for success by the year's end.
Joyce Cliff Tata with that report. And in other news, the president of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafo III, has revealed that in 2025, the institution will prioritize projects in the domains of education, health, and economy. This was during the budgetary session that opened this Saturday in Bamenda, where divisional representatives and traditional rulers of the House of Chiefs are expected to adopt the draft budget of the institution that stands at more than 5 billion Cedi francs. Ola Titanke report.
In 2024, the Northwest Regional Assembly carried out projects in the domains of economy, education, and health. The president of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Fru Angwafo, highlighted that the institution donated didactic materials to some secondary schools, supported over 2,000 vulnerable students to resume their studies. He affirmed that health and education will remain top priorities for the institution in 2025.
We built quite a few structures last year, the emergency centers of Bamenda and Kambe. Some of these hospitals will be equipped in secondary education, equipping science laboratories, workshops in technical schools. This will continue this year.
Professor Fru Angwafo also noted that many social and economic projects earmarked for 2025 will be labor-intensive, designed to generate job opportunities for the local workforce. Governor Adovlele Lafric commended the Northwest Regional Assembly's effort in promoting development and peace. He urged divisional representatives to actively discourage hate speech and foster harmony. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And the Far North Regional Council's projected budget for the year 2025 stands at over 10 billion Cedi francs, the highest ever since the establishment of the council. The budget unveiled at the budgetary session of the Far North Regional Council will be used for development projects. Henry Tato Ekambi reports from CRTV Far North.
The record projected budget of the Far North Regional Council for 2025 that stands at over 10 billion CFA francs will be used to drive various developmental projects, a good number of which began in 2024. However, focus will be on income-generating projects like a public works company, a modern agropole, and a regional tourism office. Daniel Kabasu is the president of the Far North Regional Council.
We also development of our region, and specifically in the domain of secondary school, road, agriculture, health. And therefore, we have many projects and we are expecting more to develop our region.
The representative of the state, Governor Mijewa Bakari, who says he is pleased with the outcome of the deliberations, is now calling on the councillors to get to work.
Expectation is high, but the challenges are remaining. But so far, we remain confident and the regional council have done a lot.
And the councillors are now expected to put all hands on deck to turn what is on paper to concrete projects. Marwa, Henry Tatuigambi, CLTV.
And we go over to the south region, where the town of Ibulova is preparing to revive its annual New Year's Eve celebration at the Corvo's multipurpose sports complex. According to the city mayor, Dr. Daniel Ejo, the recreational area will have food and drinks on sale. Silas Quine reports from Ibulova.
Like in years past, Ibulova City Council will be setting up a multicultural leisure spot accessible for all at the Nkovo's multipurpose sports complex, in addition to lots of other bright and vivid photo spots, as well as private initiatives. Dr. Daniel Ejo is a Bolova City mayor.
The city is well prepared. We are doing a lot of effort to make sure that the city is clean. Bolova is the cleanest city in Cameroon and we need to maintain this level. We organize a big event at Govo's Community Sport Complex. People can enjoy the place.
Throughout the evening, delicious food and alcoholic beverages will be available for sale on site.
For us, it's a very important event. After 1 year of long walking, we are really very happy to achieve the year 2024 with the hope that we will go through the new year 2025.
New Year's Eve here will also offer an opportunity to celebrate the town's legendary hospitality.
Bolova is a cosmopolitan city. We have Bulu Fang of the Big BT Group. We do also have people coming from all regions of Cameroon.
Safety and fun are equally at top of mind here.
The municipality is working closely with administrative authority and the law enforcement so that we should make sure that all the people in Bolova go through 2025 safe.
Likewise, the head of state's traditional end-of-year speech.
We are waiting important announcement from the head of state.
The city council crew have been busy preparing for the event. As the eve of the New Year's Eve approaches at high speed, night party venues and many hotspots in the town are undergoing transformation, promising non-stop makosa, bikutsi, R&B, hip-hop and Afrobeat tunes, to name just a few. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News.
This is the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, and you're listening to the 10 p.m. news. Mrs. Abisu Bidung has been posthumously decorated with the Medal of the Officer of Valor. The singular mark of recognition from the President of the Republic was delivered in Nangaiboko today, where Cameroonians from all walks of life gathered to honor the life and works of the late Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation. Without sports now, Cameroon will not take part in the 2025 African Nations Championship to hold from the 1st to the 28th of February and co-hosted by Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda. The Intermediate Lions lost today in Bafoussam by 1-2, beaten by the Wild Beast of the Central African Republic. Any more sports news? Match day 5 games of Cameroon's Premier Football League have been spread across 3 playing days. That is Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Current leaders Canon Sportive of Yaoundé would be trying to keep a firm grip on the top spot of the championship when they host Dinamo of Douala. Ben Collins, Nyoiberio, has the details.
There will be a clash of two mythical clubs in Yaoundé when home side Canon Sportive hosts Dinamo Football Club of Douala. The Kwakums will be fighting to consolidate their first spot on the unofficial league table. That match will be on Monday, December 30, 2024. The following day, Ice Fortuna Omfu will host Union Sportive of Douala at the next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, and Colombe Sportive of the Ja and Lobo will take on Stade Renard of Milan. 5 other matches will be played on Sunday, December 29. Fresh from their impressive win over defending champions Victoria United in Limbe last weekend, Panthe Sportive of the day we host Young Sports Academy of Bamenda at the Bamizi Stadium in Bafoussam. At Buda, local side Bambuto's Football Club will offer hospitality to 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé. That same venue, we host PWD of Bamenda and Victoria United of Limbe. 2 matches will also take place at their next of the Rumdiaja Stadium in Garoua. Cotonspor versus Aigle Royal of the Mungu and Gazelle FA against Astro Football Club of Douala.
Ben Collins, Nyoiberio, bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita Yusambom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.